This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The roof's on fire. You're about to experience the most high-octane pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American-made, the warrior, Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome, 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 welcome. Hour two of the USA Radio Network. My name is Lee Elsie. I'm broadcasting from the cushy lair, the ultra-sophisticated full-power radio studios high above the mountains of Connecticut, in between two of the biggest casinos in the entire world. And again, it was a beautiful day today. Actually, going to be a great couple of days here in Connecticut, wherever you might be. I hope it's the same. We're following all of the stories around the entire country. And if you want to call in, please do. Christopher is manning the phones down there in Dallas. He'll shoot that signal up to me, 833-WAR-TALK, and we can chat about anything you want. I got a free hour here. A bunch of guests coming up in the next hour. But one of our emailers sent me this. Ukraine has a comedian hero for their leader. The U.S. has a clown loser for our leader. And that's pretty much, I would say, right on the money. Hey, there is since we have a lot of folks listening out in Vegas, I want to say this. The Knights are having a donate proceeds from Saturday's 51-49 raffle to Ukrainian refugees. So the Vegas Golden Knights will donate the proceeds from their 51-49 raffle. Now, I don't know how much they make at those things, but it's got to be, I would say, tens of thousands of dollars, I would think. So all of that is going to the Ukrainian refugees. So that's a good thing, and that's happening out there in Vegas. That's Wayne Allyn Root's home studio, home station out in Vegas. So that's a good thing. So yeah, go Knights, go. And I don't follow hockey. I know they won a couple of years ago. They won the year that there was that horrific shooting out there, and they won their first year too, I think, which was pretty remarkable.
I can help you here, Lee, because I'm the hockey guru. Mm-hmm. So they made it to the Stanley Cup Finals year one as an expansion franchise, which people still say they are the most successful expansion franchise of all time in all sports, because no expansion franchise has ever made it to the championship go on their first year.
Right.
They lost to the Capitals, I think, in five. Alex Ovechkin's first Stanley Cup, which was well deserved. So, yeah, but the Vegas Golden Knights are very big on charity. All the money they raised for the 1 October victims,
right,
and now for this, it just has to be applauded. But yeah, they're a strong NHL presence, one of the most popular teams on all the National Hockey League when everybody said it wouldn't work.
Do you go? Oh, no, you're not in Vegas.
No, I'm in Dallas.
Dallas. Okay.
Yeah, where our hockey teams just stinks on ice.
Does Wayne go down there into the hockey game?
He has gone. Actually, funny story. Last year when the mandates were lifting, you couldn't go to a game unless you were in a plastic bubble like John Travolta in that movie. So he actually went after all that was lifted, minus John Travolta. He had wife Cindy with him. He was actually on CNBC because he was at a playoff game and the cameras got him. He can't get away from the limelight, but yeah, he does frequent those games a bit. So
now, are you a fan of Dallas hockey? Do you go to the Dallas North Star hockey? Is it North Star?
No, actually, that was not the Dallas Stars, because they moved here from Minnesota, but nobody goes there. No, they actually have a great fan base here in Dallas, but I'm more of a Vegas Golden Knights guy, just because I lived in Vegas for 14 years,
right?
And it just, that town got so looked over when it came to Major League sports, and now they have two teams. Major League Baseball is inevitable, so they've really come a long way.
Well, they were so fearful for the longest time about the gambling angle, but now you can literally gamble while you're, you know, sitting on your toilet at home. You can bet as much money as you earn in a week and do it without leaving, you know, the comfy confines of your own kitchen. So the gambling is now widespread. So why, you know, why curse Vegas and not having pro teams? And listen, the Oakland Raiders moving to Vegas was a big thing for them.
So. Hey, let me ask you this, though. Try this for irony. Major League Baseball goes to Las Vegas and Pete Rose is still banned from baseball. Okay.
Yeah, that's a good. Well, that's a good point. And he'll probably be, they'll probably let him back in after he dies. That's the sad part about all that. That would be my guess. All right, listen, Christopher down there in Dallas, keeping us up to date as far as what goes on in hockey, the one sport I know absolutely nothing about because I choose not to know anything about it because if I can't pronounce their names, I don't care. That's where I am as far as hockey goes. But I tell you, somebody's name I can pronounce. Well, look who's out of jail already. The shortest stint maybe in prison history. Judge orders Jussie Smollett be released from jail on bond, painting his hate crime hoax. The judge ordered him out, and he's out, I guess. That's just, let me read the story. The court ordered the release of Jussie Smollett from jail, bond, appeal, conviction pending. Smollett was recently sentenced to 150 days in jail after being convicted of lying to a Chicago police about the victim of the hate crime. Smollett's attorney had argued that he would have completed the sentence by the time the appeal process was complete, and that Smollett could be in danger of physical harm if he remained locked up in county. So does that mean he's out? So I guess he's out. That's it. He did like a couple of days and he's out for that hate crime that cost thousands, or at least hundreds of men, no, thousands of manpower hours, and was an absolute embarrassment and a hoax. And on top of all that, it was a direct poke in the eye to anyone out there who was a Trump supporter, right? Basically middle America. It was a flip-off of middle America saying, basically, I'm going to jump on this racial train to try to create more racial divide. I hope this guy never works again. Now, my guess is he will, because America loves that sob story. In fact, when this happened, I remember saying on the air that, you know, down the road, you will see this guy on Oprah crying, begging for forgiveness so that he can get a job back in Hollywood and somebody will give him another chance. You can almost guarantee it. It's money in the bank. You want to talk about gambling? That's guaranteed money in the bank. He will be back somewhere on some show at some time. You know, maybe he has to go through the ringer of Dancing with the Stars or something like that before he gets another gig. But you can, you know, bet your rear end that Smollett will find himself back in some capacity in Hollywood because that's what they do. That's what they do. All right, I'm going to rip and read some stuff. I've accumulated a lot of stuff. And we can continue, again, to talk about everything that's happening in Ukraine because it is the biggest story on the planet. It really is, aside from, you know, some of the monetary things that are going on here at home and immigration that's going on at home. It's the biggest story on the planet and one we have to pay close attention to. But I did run across this. And like I said, I want to rip and read some of this stuff. So did you know that the IRS says that you must report any property you stole as income unless you return it in the same year? So if you're one of the folks listening to me in San Francisco tonight, and, you know, you've gone on a couple of these sprees where you ripped off convenience stores or drug stores to the tune of $600-$800, and you get out because you know it's a misdemeanor and they're not going to press charges, which has happened, again, thousands of times out in California, which is the reason why some businesses are actually closing out there because they can't afford to keep up with the shoplifting. So if you're doing that, the IRS says if you've done that, you've got to actually report your stolen merchandise. Otherwise, you can get in real trouble. You don't want to mess with the IRS, right? And as Wayne's talked about a million times on this show, they do go after conservative folks more. Now, I'm not saying conservative folks are out there ripping off TV sets or ripping off different merchandise from stores and have to report it. What I'm saying, though, is the IRS always has their ears perked. And if you are conservative, in the last 5 or 6 years, I get a letter almost every single year from the IRS telling me that I owe more money. And I have to fight it every time. And every time I eventually win, except that they end up somehow screwing me out of the, let's say, like they send it, like send the bill to me and then I'll send them back. No, that's wrong. And then they'll still say, oh, penalties. And at that point, it's not worth fighting for a couple $100. So I write a check and that's it. And they get out. And that happens almost every year to me. Almost every single year. Hasn't happened the last couple.
Because I got a good guy. Well, he's a good guy, but I mean, I'm hoping that, you know, we're able to get that on my side and keep them off our back. Because we don't do anything wrong, right? I don't own anything, really. I don't have any investments. It's just basically plug and play. But anyway, they're out to continue to do that. Again, Rip and Reading. Let me just go over a couple things. Let me switch gears again and talk a little bit about the vaccine. So there's a fourth vaccine coming. You realize that, and we can talk a little bit about that later on, too. But if you remember a year ago, vaccinated folks can spread COVID, right? A year ago, it was a hoax. Now it's the truth. Vaccinated are susceptible to new variants and reinfection. A year ago, it was a hoax. Now it's the truth. COVID vaccines can cause blood clots and other serious side effects. A year ago, it was a hoax. Now we know it's the truth. A year ago, a third or fourth shot was a hoax. Now we guarantee we know that's the truth. New shots every year and a half. Of course, in the beginning, they said it's a hoax. Now it's the truth. Shots for young kids. No, they don't need it. A hoax a year ago. Now it's the truth. Total segregation of the society. A year ago, a hoax. Now we know it to be the truth. Camps for the unvaccinated. Hoax a year ago. Now the truth. Look what's going on in sports. The Yankees, right? We know about the Brooklyn team. The Kyrie Irving can't play home games. He can sit courtside without a mask, but he can't play. This is the insanity of the progressive left. It makes no sense. And now the Yankees or Met players aren't going to be able to play home games. It's nuts. And if they go to Toronto, they can't play there either. You guys understand how crazy this is? People are nuts. I don't know about the Red Sox. All right. Here's the deal. We have a couple of guests coming up. Well, one guest, but hopefully we'll keep him for a couple of segments. Stephen Bucci, Heritage Foundation. He's fabulous. We'll talk to him next hour. I can talk to you if you want to call in, 833-WAR-TALK. We can do that. I got some funky stories, some serious stories. We'll have a few laughs here along the way. My name is Lee Elsie, filling in for Wayne Allen Root. Wayne is on, of course, his honeymoon and having a blast down there with Donald Trump. Down at Mar-a-Lago. Christopher is in Dallas, Texas, pushing all the buttons. Without him, you hear static. We'll be right back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Wayne Allen Root, and I want to tell you a real story. A husband and wife were driving home from dinner. While stopped at a light, they were suddenly surrounded by an angry mob, and the mob forced open the driver's side door, attempting to drag the husband from the car. But he reached for his Hero 2020 non-lethal weapon. He shot his attacker twice in the chest, unleashing a powerful chemical pepper irritant, forcing the attackers to back off, and the couple escaped safely. No bullets were fired, no lives were lost. I know how training and preparedness makes the difference. I've seen and reviewed many guns and self-defense products, and the Hero 2020 is one of the easiest to use, carry, and conceal. Plus, it saves lives. Hero 2020 is a high-powered, award-winning, non-lethal defender. That's why I have one in each of my cars and in multiple rooms of my home and office. To order your own Hero 2020, visit Hero2020.com. Use coupon code WAR for a special discount. Hero2020.com. That's Hero2020.com. State law restrictions may apply.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I have religiously taken the Balance of Nature. I haven't missed one day, and I'm loving the product. I feel better. My wife has noticed that I've felt better, and I've noticed that I want to get up and go piddle in the garage and, you know, do something that doesn't matter to anybody on earth but me, but I have the energy to where I want to do that. So I really think Balance of Nature is helping me.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day? Through our water project, Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15. Decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.
Raw and unfiltered.
You've heard it.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Show. Tangible Investments is the sponsor of the show, though, and as all of you understand, gold and silver and precious metals and rare coins are the answer to terrible inflation. They are the answer. They are the antidote to terrible inflation. I mean, there's no proof, there's no evidence, there's no fact that past performance equals future performance, but throughout history, gold and silver have been the one antidote, along with real estate, hard assets, to terrible inflation, and we now have awful inflation, like Zimbabwe inflation. So protect yourself and your family. My friends at Tangible guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals. Check them out at TII1.com, TII1.com, or call 800-300-8441, toll-free 800-300-8441. Tangible Investments has 40 years' experience and billions of dollars in transactions. They guarantee you the best prices in the country and excellent customer service, the best in the country. When you say war, Wayne Allen Root, you will get the VIP red carpet treatment. 800-300-8441.
All right, everybody, welcome back. You are listening again to the great USA Radio Network, radio stations across the entire country, from one end to the other, from Long Island out to California and everywhere in between. Wayne Allen Root is on a vacation. He's down at Mar-a-Lago, in case any of you down there, you want to try to bust into Trump's resort and maybe, sit down with him at dinner or something like that and buy him a drink. Well, he said it on the air. He said he was going down there. That's not a secret. All right, listen, I have a bunch of stuff that I'm just going to, Wayne talks about this, and I think everybody who does talk radio talks about this at one point in time, but you just, in particular when there's a huge news story that you focus in on, like other news stories, you kind of get all these different stories together, and it begins to build. And I just have a bunch of these rip and read stories that I want to share with you, and it's just one after another, and we'll go through them in the next couple of breaks here. But gas, we know about gasoline record prices. I spent $4.40 the other day here in Connecticut, depending upon where you are. Like I said, people out in California, I don't know how you're paying, in particular out in Beverly Hills, $7-something a gallon of gas. When we were talking about it potentially going to $300 a barrel, that would mean we're paying about $10 for a gallon of gas. That is basically crippling to the economy, and we all know that. I mean, it feels like it's sort of stabilized here in the last 48 hours. I haven't seen it go up too much here in Connecticut, but still, we're paying way too much, twice as much as we were paying the same time last year. A bipartisan group of senators are meeting and on their way to visit refugee sites, and actually they should be there now in Poland. I don't understand, and Biden's going over there too, which is just, I mean, it's just totally, he's totally inept. So he's going over there to muck things up. And basically gum up the works. I don't know how much time. I don't know if I have enough time to get into this, but maybe just briefly. So you guys have heard of Metaverse, right? The Metaverse, where folks are basically living a life of altered fake reality. I was reading up on this, and I did a whole half a show on it here in Connecticut, because it's fascinating to me. But the Metaverse is like a fake universe where people buy and sell goods, services, all of that, and you put on these virtual reality glasses, walk around. But there are Metaverse real estate sales. Like, you buy fake pieces of real estate, right? And if you happen to have a fake piece of real estate with a water view, it might be more. Sales of real estate in the Metaverse topped $500 million last year. And according to experts, it could double this year. So you're buying a spot in an alternate universe. Now, it's all about perceived value, right? So even if you don't physically have it, if somebody else or somebody's willing to pay for it, it's worth something. But would you spend your hard-earned money on like a fake piece of property so that you could put on your fake sneakers and your fake jeans and your fake, I don't know, members only sweater? And God, do they still have members only? Yeah, probably not. I don't know. Members only jacket and go strolling down. I used to have a members only jacket, and I'm not going to lie to you. I did have an IROC. No, I didn't have an IROC. I did have a Camaro growing up, so yeah. Of course, I'm Italian. What do you think, man? We all drive. We're supposed to have IROCs. I just wasn't rich enough to have one. All right. I don't know. I just figured that would be a funny thing. You guys can mull that over while you're, basically struggling to put gas in your car. There are people paying hundreds of thousands of dollars for fake pieces of real estate in an alternate universe. We'll come back. We'll talk a little bit more serious. We'll take a few phone calls if you want to weigh in. And a lot to go, a lot to get to. In the next half hour, Christopher down there again in Dallas, Wayne in Florida, me here in Connecticut. We're spread out all over the place. It is the Great USA Radio Network. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Russia's ongoing invasion of Ukraine intensifies as they launch missiles into residential areas and kill civilians. President Joe Biden saying there's no doubt in his mind Russian President Vladimir Putin must be held accountable for those civilian deaths.
I think he is a war criminal.
The Senate unanimously agreed to pass a resolution condemning President Putin as a war criminal. The White House is confident the Fed Reserve has the tools to tame rising inflation.
It is appropriate and necessary for the Federal Reserve to recalibrate their support to maintain stable prices.
The Fed has raised interest rates by a quarter point. Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying the economy is doing well, despite the fact that everything from beef to olive oil has seen double-digit price increases at the grocery store. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
welcome back to the show. Sponsor of this segment of the show, Amio Life. Do you notice how many health sponsors we've got? I can't help it, man. I look and feel fantastic. I'm 60 years old. I feel like a million bucks, and everywhere I go, people say, you can't be 60. That's impossible. And Amio Life believes in freedom. They fight for freedom. They're a very patriotic company, and they're supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day, and their natural silver mouthwash 3 times a day, and their silver gel on my face each night. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. I suck on their silver lozenges all day and every break of the show to keep my voice alive. The good folks at Amio Life realize inflation is hitting hard right now, so they're offering my listeners a special 30% discount. 30%! I told them, go for it. Go for broke. 30%. Don't play around. Don't give people 5% off, 10% off, 15% off. Give them 30% off, and they will respond. So visit AmioLife.com, AmioLife.com. Use the promo code ROOT30 to save 30%, or give them a call at 800-422-8148, 800-422-8148, toll free, and you get 30% off every product in their entire product line. Remember to say ROOT30 to receive 30% off, 800-422-8148.
All right, everybody, welcome back. My name is Lee Elsie. You can learn more about me, LeeElsie.com. Email me, LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. It's LeeElsie, if you are having trouble spelling it. I am the official fill-in host for Wayne Allen Root, who's off the next 3 days and a couple of days next week, so you got me all this time. And listen, I like to chat with folks across the country, so if you want to weigh in, you can call 833-WAR-TALK. If you're here on this side of the planet, you can also call me at 860-464-9490. And I'll grab a couple of calls here in just a second. But I wanted to play a piece of audio because as the audio plays, I just want you to sort of understand how folks, progressive folks, don't really get it. And they don't really understand how a lot of this stuff works. And so I'll do a couple of start and stops with this. But this is Senator Elizabeth Warren chatting on CNBC. And they were talking about why we have skyrocketing inflation. Okay.
Simple question to you is, what causes it? And if I were to read a lot of what you've said and written, I would leap to the conclusion that you think the primary cause of it is corporate greed, whether it's the oil companies, whether it's software companies, whether it's food processing companies. What causes inflation?
So I think the primary cause of this bout of price increases starts with COVID and the fact that we have supply chain kinks and that people rapidly shifted the demand curve so that demand for services went down and demand for goods went up. So those two have forced prices up. That's part one. But what has also happened is that now that we live in an America where there's a lot more concentration in certain industries, look at the oil industry, look at
meat industry, look at groceries generally,
that what's happened is these companies have said, you know, we'll pass along costs, but while we're at it and everyone's talking about rising costs, let's just add an extra big dollop of cost increases to expand our profits. Think about it this way. If all that was happening was that we have problems in the supply chain, so we're passing those costs along, profit margins should have stayed about the same percentage.
She's right
about
that.
Shrunk a
little. Let me explain something in a second.
Not happening.
Right.
Those margins are increasing, and they're increasing the most where we see lots of corporate concentration.
Right. Okay, so let me stop for a second. So you see what she's saying. She's saying that bigger companies, big corporations, are squeezing more profit because they can. And the reason why they can is because the administration in power right now has, the people in power have crippled the smaller businesses. Every small business is swallowed up by a bigger corporation because government makes it more difficult for small businesses to survive. Now, she neglected to say that. And, of course, when you have more of a monopoly on something, you can raise the price.
So, part one, yes, very much the pandemic. Part two, companies that recognize that because they don't face a lot of competition can goose those prices up. They're saying it on their shareholders'
It's your fault.
They are saying to the their investors, we're raising prices, as Jerome Powell said to me in a hearing, because they can.
Yes, because they can, because you allowed it to happen. And in addition to that, so here's the part. This is why I wanted to play this. So she spoke for about 2.5 minutes about inflation. Never once during that time did she mention the idea. She said COVID, but never really dug into it. She never once mentioned that it was the injection of trillions of dollars of manufactured money into the economy. And, you know, economy 101, economics 101, first class you take in college if you're, you know, taking economic classes, is that if you have more of something, it's just simply worth less. When you have more cash, it's worth less. Now, that's basic math. And when you flood the market with money, everything has to go up. Money is worth less. It's not really, this is not hard. It's not rocket science. But, of course, they never want to accept any of the blame for any of the things that they have done. All right, listen, we'll probably change gears because I know our pal here in Connecticut, Hayward, wants to talk about Ukraine. If you remember, I believe Hayward was on with us a while back talking about some of the actual people, or how, because he lived in Ukraine for a bit. So we'll give him a couple seconds to talk a little bit about this. But Hayward, good afternoon. How are you, man?
Doing all right, Lee. How about you?
Well, I got to tell you, man, you were one of the folks who talked to me all the time on the morning show and converse through social media, and you were so right on the money. You said it in the beginning that the Ukrainians were going to fight, and it was not going to be a walkover for the Russians, and you were 100% right.
Yeah, I mean, surrender is not in the character of these people, and the only way the Russians are going to beat the Ukrainians is if they go the war crime route, and unfortunately, that seems to be the way that this is going. And, you know, that doesn't mean that it's going to be quick. The Stalingrad method, as you and I have been calling it, is not a quick method of fighting. And the amount of war crimes and atrocities being committed are only further galvanizing the Ukrainian people and the world against an increasingly violent Russia. And you mentioned this earlier. You're right. This is one of the first wars to have this level of cell phone, Twitter, TikTok, Instagram coverage. It's not quite the first, but it's the first we've seen in a European country. And, you know, I've been sending you tons of videos and photos from first-hand sources all over this conflict, and it brings to focus the importance of something called open source intelligence, or OSINT. This is a relatively new field where people leverage the full power of the Internet to verify and debunk stories that government and media put out. It was critical to getting to the truth in Syria, and it's just as critical now in destroying the narratives that different governments are trying to put out during this war. One of the biggest OSINT orgs is a group called Bellingcat. You can find them on Twitter, and they've been covering a lot about this stuff. And these folks and a lot of other folks are monitoring this stuff and can provide ample and crucially redundant evidence of these atrocities being committed that Russia is denying are occurring. We don't live in an era anymore where war can just be hidden in the way that it used to be. But the challenge is getting this evidence out there to a population that isn't up to nerding out about the critical details of a conflict or going up against powerful media empires that are unlikely to promote their different narrative, even if it isn't true.
But you got to think that Putin could care less about some of that stuff. I mean, the propaganda side of it, the galvanizing of the Ukrainian people, obviously, he would have opinion on that for sure. But as far as the rest of the planet, I really don't think he cares much about what anybody thinks. Would you say you agree with that or no?
Well, I certainly do agree with that. I mean, you can look at Georgia or Chechnya for an idea of what he thinks about the global opinion. Where this stuff comes into play, though, is the rest of the world makes policy, makes opinions, discusses the reality of the situation. And when you can start to deconstruct a narrative put out by a propaganda empire, you can have a much better idea of what's actually happening and then make a much more informed decision about this. I mean, you and I have both seen a tremendous amount of misinformation coming out about this conflict.
Yep.
And when you ask folks to prove it, it's usually just crickets, or they'll just point to other media groups that point to other media groups, and it's just a circular thing where you never find the primary source.
Are you talking to anybody over there right now on a regular basis still?
Yeah, yeah. So quite a few of my friends over there I'm still talking to. I've sent a good deal of money over to some folks that are fighting in militias. I've sent money to folks that are doing humanitarian stuff. There was a animal shelter, as you know, that got hit by artillery fire, and that was a whole nightmare. But they're doing better now.
Is there a simple website that the country can hear for that to help out, or is it too complicated?
The one that the official one is Save Life. I think it's like savelife.ua, but if you look up Save Lives in Ukraine, you'll probably find that. That's their official charity.
Gotcha.
But because if you don't often send money over to Ukraine, there's a good chance it'll flag your credit card, so you have to then call the whole thing.
All right. Listen, kid, good stuff. I got to run, though. Music is playing. But as always, it's a pleasure talking to you about this. There's really nobody, at least in my listening audience, that knows probably as much about this whole situation as that gentleman who lived over in Ukraine. So I appreciate it when he calls in and gives us a little sort of update on what's happening. So Hayward here in Connecticut. All right. So listen, we'll take a quick break. Like I said, come back in just a bit. I've got to talk about Nancy Pelosi after the top of the hour. We'll get our military expert, Stephen Bucci, to chat about the Ukraine after the top of the hour as well. Wayne is down in Florida. My name is Lee Elsie. Find out more about me, leeelsie.com. Email me, leeelsieradio@gmail.com. We'll come right back. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the USA Radio Network.
You know, I've told you how much my feet hurt from time to time, and I've also told you how much I enjoy getting to work, because right here under my desk I have a pair of my slippers, Mike Lindell's new invention with patented fill, the MyPillow fill that, you know, he works in the pillow so well, comfort memory foam, patented impact gel, and it has an indoor-outdoor sole for all-day use. Right now, they are on sale. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, you will see MyPillow slippers at 50% off, but only for a limited time. Plus, you'll get Mike's softcover book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Use my promo code USA. Savings on overstock items, too, at MyPillow.com.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee with a money-back guarantee. Oh, I'm a poet and didn't know it. That's right. Money-back guarantee. Now, a lot of people say that, but they don't back it up for 25 years and have better than a 99% success rate. But you can be as skeptical as you want to be when it comes to getting healthy at the cellular level, to losing your fat, reversing all your illnesses and diseases, or virtually all of your illnesses and diseases. You can do this thing with a money-back guarantee. Come on, you skeptics. You've got to love that, man. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Lose your fat. Get rid of your medication. Get rid of your pain and agony. Be a beautiful beloved skeptic. Log on today to EnergizeHealth.com, EnergizeHealth.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. There are two things that I care about. I'm always working on my health and fitness, and I care so much about preventing illness. And that's where vitamin D comes in. Vitamin D is also known as the sunshine vitamin. How do you know if you have low levels of vitamin D? Most people don't. Sons of Liberty, our regular sponsors of CBD, have been working with a group of scientists to create this patent-pending spray vitamin. Five sprays contain a whopping 15,000 IUs of vitamin D3. It's instantly in your bloodstream, providing amazing protection against illness, and the taste is amazing. Protect yourself and your loved ones this season with this great-tasting vitamin D3 spray from Sons of Liberty. For my listeners only, go sonsofliberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. Go sonsofliberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose go sonsofliberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get up to 15% off. Go sonsofliberty.com.
Raw. Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Attention, ladies and gentlemen, now entering for the New York Yankees, number question mark, Lee Elsie, the pitcher.
41.
No.
I think he's number 41.
Question mark, Lee Elsie.
So I had a good friend of mine who was he's a sports writer, and he can do the announcer for the Yankees spot on.
Yeah, attention, please.
Oh, Bob Shepard?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. I'm going to have him do it for us. Maybe he's actually on with me tomorrow. I'll have him record something.
That's cool.
Sounds just like him.
That's cool. We haven't been sued in a month.
Yeah, well, there you go. Well, I mean, you're playing Metallica. That was his entrance song, so Mariano. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, good evening, good afternoon, wherever you may be. This is the USA Radio Network. My name is Lee Elsie. Thanks for joining us. Wayne, of course, is on his honeymoon. And we talk, and the next hour is going to be all serious stuff, too, but I figure let's take a break from the serious. Maybe you're driving, you know, to work in Vegas on your way to the casino, and you're like, I'm just dying of all this stuff. So let me see if I can find some stuff to put a smile on your face, or at least give you some water cooler talk and information when you get to wherever you're getting to today. Let's see. According to one scientific study, the most universally liked scent is, any guess, Chris?
Lavender?
No, it's lime, as a matter of fact. I hate the smell of lavender, by the way. I can't stand it.
Smell for communists.
It is a communist smell. That's a good call. I agree with that. How lonely is it living in Greenland? 1 in every 5 people in Greenland attempt suicide at some point in their lifetime. Greenland. I would like to. I actually think I would like to. I would thrive in Greenland. I really believe
it's not
that.
Easy being in Greenland.
The guy who stuck in jail in Monopoly board has a. The guy who's in jail in that picture actually has a name. It's Jake the Jailbird. The cop who throws him in jail on the chance of community card chess go directly to jail. His name is Officer Edgar Mallory. So tomorrow's a big day.
Why does it have to be an Irish guy?
It's an Irish drunk cop. Pepsi was originally called Brad's Drink. It was renamed 5 years later, so Pepsi could have been Brad's Drink. Let's see what else I have. Here's one that's interesting. A guy's allergies turned out to be an extra tooth growing in his nose. Yeah. Yuck. Guy had an extra tooth growing in his nose. Here's one for you, Chris, in case you want to make a few extra bucks. You could earn $6,500 extra smelling dog poo for the next 2 months. A plant-based dog food company wants to pay you $6,500 to switch your dog food to their own. They'll pay you that kind of money, and you just have to smell and report back on what the smell smells
what
like.
What contest in hell did I win to get that job?
Listen, there are worse jobs than that, I can tell you that.
Yeah, I'm doing it right now.
Here's one. You know, the average closet has 26 items of clothing they've never worn. Now, my wife could be driving home from work right now, and if she's listening, she's probably laughing out loud because she probably has 2,600 items of clothing in her closet that has never, ever been worn.
I'm
serious about that.
I got to ask you something.
Now,
as you know, I'm happily divorced.
Okay.
Now, we have war stories to talk about now. When the Mrs., and I'm sure Mrs. Elsie is a lovely lady. Hi, Mrs. Elsie. Nice to speak with you. But I'm going to go out on a limb saying when she goes to the store, she comes back with a few bags. That's more of the house she is going to annex for, you know, clothing, shoes.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah. So, yeah. No, my wife is... I have a 10x10 room. That's it. I have nothing. It's all the rest is clothes. The rest is all my wife's clothes. And she'll be the first one to admit it. Most of it's shoes, actually. And every day there's a new box and there's a new... My wife is on this weird kick now where she's buying old Converse sneakers.
Ew.
But they're all different styles. Like they're green or they're or just... Well, man.
So I'm going to ask you, how much space does her shoes actually take up in your home?
Here's what I want to do for her. I'm going to take a picture of it tomorrow and I'll post it up on social media for everyone to see.
Well,
it takes up a full two rooms. And I'm not making it up.
They're at the Lee Elsie compound in Hyannisport? Wow. That's a lot of shoes, man.
That's a lot of shoes, man. Catnip is more effective at repelling mosquitoes than DEET, so if you're going someplace, a little catnip for you. I saw a video where they gave catnip to a lion. And he just was freaking out, man. He was rolling around in it. It was kind of neat.
He should have listened to Tom Sawyer.
Yeah. A lion's roar, speaking of lion, can be heard up to 5 miles away, which is kind of neat. About 15,000 books have been written about Abraham Lincoln. That might sound like a lot, ladies and gentlemen, but it's way fewer than John F. Kennedy. Kennedy has over 40,000 books written.
I had a lot to write about.
One in five people have eaten food out of the trash. You're listening to me right now. You know if one of those five is you.
When I was in college, I'm not going to lie, a few times.
Out of the trash?
Yep.
I don't know if college counts. I don't know if being drunk counts. Well, I guess it would count, right?
Yeah.
I guess it would count.
Or if you eat certain kinds of gummy bears, you're going to eat out of the trash. I'm just going to leave it at that. Just saying.
Would you rather be able to travel forwards or backwards in time? I think that's an interesting question to ponder as you would go to the break. I think I would rather... I'd rather see what the future holds, but, man, it would be kind of cool to see.
I could do my one event. 2004 ALCS Game 4 in the Bronx. I'm just going to leave it. Hey. Hey.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey. All right, listen, we got to take a break. Top of the hour. My name is Lee Elsie. I forgot my name right then for a second. My name is Lee Elsie. Wayne Allen Root on vacation. Christopher, you hear that voice? He's down in Dallas pushing all the buttons. We'll come back. Coming up, I'm going to talk a little bit about the great Nancy Pelosi. And then after that, Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation will join us. Keep it here. It's the USA Radio Network.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.